Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about Gravy for the Brain, because I'm hoping that some of our audience, I'm imagining that amongst our audience, there'll be a number of people who've thought a lot about, could I be a voiceover artist? How does one go about that? And you're involved in Gravy for the Brain, which is a company that helps to mentor people in that field. So could you tell us a little bit more about that as well?
Absolutely. About 7 or 8 years ago, I was working on a video game with a voice director called Hugh Edwards. And after the recording session, we went to the pub for a drink just to sort of wind down. And during that visit to the pub, we got chatting about voiceovers, and particularly gaming voiceover, because he was telling me that, there were in gaming voiceover, there's only a very few actors that can do it really well. It was quite a small pool. And what he ended up doing was using the same people over and over and over again. Occasionally, he would bring in new actors, because gaming voiceover is quite specific and quite, the things you need to know before you can do it. He found himself training these new people on the job in front of, Sony and other Electronic Arts and other big clients. And it's not ideal to be teaching people on the job. So between us, we decided we would somehow try and improve that situation. So we wrote a course, and we did a bricks and mortar course for about 3 or 4 years. And that went down so well. We had about, over 1,000 actors go through our doors. And we decided then, at that point, we liked each other's company. We felt we were good at business. So we would extend the offering, not just to gaming voices, but to voiceovers generally, and not make it just a bricks and mortar course. We would make it an online course. And of course, one course then led to another course, and led to another course. And we built this platform. And now we own the biggest online voice actor training facility, training platform in the world. We've trained something like 50,000 actors globally now in so many countries. We have offices in North America, Canada, South America, Arabia, Spain, New Zealand, and Australia. And so we are, passing on the knowledge that both Hugh and I, and of course not just us anymore, it's this whole team of trainers and mentors and people and experts. We're passing on that knowledge that we've accumulated, personally, me over 40 years, Hugh over 23 years, to the next generation, to help people understand what voiceover is, how you can make it a career, and how you can gain the necessary skills to work in whichever genres of voiceover you want to work in. You may want to work in gaming. You may want to be an audiobook narrator. You may want to be a commercial guy. You may want to be a movie trailer guy. You might want to work in promos. You might want to work in corporate video, corporate audio. There's lots of different genres that people work in. I work across them all. Some people just do one. And we teach them how to do it, how to get there, and how to acquire the skills, and how to develop a business, a voiceover business, because it is a business. And, you have to acquire clients, you have to keep clients, you have to be a technical manager, because you, more often than not, nowadays, in fact, it's almost essential now that you have technical skills to be able to record yourself. So you need your own studio, you need to be able to edit your own material, you need to know how to treat the material in post-production, how to send it to your client. And, of course, the business side, how to get paid. So we teach all of that. It's a 360-degree offering that we have. All of that is taught on Gravy for the Brain, and it's a membership platform. So you join it for as long as you want. You can stay for as long as you want. You can leave when you want. There's no kind of penalties for leaving
you're not locked in for the rest of your life.
Absolutely not. No, we're a very, very ethical business.
Yeah, and I should say to the audience, because I wasn't aware of it until a few weeks ago, actually, but I came across it when I was starting to talk to Peter about doing the podcast. And I actually, I have a voiceover show reel that I did back in 2012. And I used to do some voiceovers when I was a kid, because my mum did a lot of voiceovers and jingles. And I'm very sure that I'm not very good at voiceovers, even though I've done a reel and I've done some in my life. And I would always get notes about needing to be more conversational. And then when I try to be more conversational, I get notes about needing to be more energetic.
Well,
but what I'd say to the audience just quickly about Gravy for the Brain is, even if you don't sign up, even on the homepage, you can find some little short videos that I found, even just watching them in an hour, gave me more tips than I'd ever been given at any point about voiceovers, and made me think again about how quickly I could potentially improve just from that. So,
well, that's very nice to hear. Yeah, we have lots of free stuff on there as well, so you can sample that before you join. I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. You made a very interesting point, and I think it's what I call the zeitgeist. That's not a very often used word these days, but the zeitgeist is the sort of the flavor, the culture that moves forward inexorably. It's the immovable object that moves through our lives. And in terms of voiceover, it refers to voiceover styles that are in vogue. And of course, voices change over the years. If you listen back.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
To, for instance, how people spoke in the 1930s or 20s or even 50s, they speak very differently to the way they speak now. So vocal styles change, and certainly culturally, with us all consuming films and listening to stuff now, podcasts, we're exposed to so many more voices and regional accents and international voices than we ever have been in our history, that that trends move even more quickly than they used to. So you will find, as you rightly observed, people asking for, and this is certainly a trend, for conversational voiceover when it comes to commercials. They don't want the announcer voice any longer. I mean, the announcer voice has its place in maybe what we call the tagline, where we say, something is available, or open bank holiday Monday, or whatever it might be. But generally, if it's just somebody talking, it has to be, the trend now is for you to sound as real, as authentic, and as conversational as possible. And for someone like me, from a broadcast background, you know, I was a radio newsreader and announcer for years, that's quite a challenge, because, you know, there's a thing called muscle memory where in our voices, where we speak in a certain way. And so unlearning that when I'm reading copy, or when I can do it now, but I found it quite difficult. You have to practice these things in order to keep up with the current trends. Now, you said your voice reel, for instance, was made in 2012. I can guarantee that not only has your voice physically changed since you recorded that, but whoever helped you record that will have certainly given you scripts, and you'll have recorded it in such a way that it will not be acceptable to a hirer, somebody who was going to hire you nowadays. So you need to update your reel every 3 years, perhaps, you know, to keep up with all this stuff. So again, these are the things we teach, and these are the things we highlight to people who are interested.
Yeah, very good piece of intel there. I mean, I guess from a personal point of view, I'm just slightly sure or slightly worried that my whatever voice reel I ever do, unless of course I sign up for Gravy for the Brain, which I'm very much thinking of doing, by the way, any voice reel I ever do, if I don't do that, would just always come across very sarcastic and dry, because that's just how I am and how I speak.
Well, I think you should be you. The point is, you know, people say, my boyfriend, my wife, so I say I've got a great voice. Well, what is a great voice? I mean, a great voice is fine. It's in the ear of the beholder, much like the way a face would be. You know, some people think person A is beautiful. Some people say person B is beautiful. It's all in the eye of the beholder. So, as I said, the trend nowadays is for people to sound real. So producers and advertising companies, agents are looking for people who sound like real people, regardless of how deep or how much timbre you have in your voice. You need to sound real. You also need to acquire the skill to be able to read other people's words as if they were your own. That sounds easy. That's the tricky bit, is reading. Now, of course, not all scripts are the same, Barnaby, as you know. You know, you can find a piece of copy that's beautifully written and been carefully considered, and it's a joy to read it as if it's a conversational piece of script. It sounds like I'm speaking spontaneously. But if, for instance, it's badly written, then the skill and the challenge for voice actors is to read it, or even in some cases amend it with permission, but to read it as though you're not reading it. It has to sound like it's coming from you rather than coming from you reading somebody else's words. It has to sound like it's a spontaneous piece of speech. And that's the skill of being a voice actor, I think.
And do you ever, in my head now straight away, and I'm sure people mention this a lot, I'm thinking of the show Toast of London with Matt Berry, and all the dealings he had with clients. But I wonder with you, how often have you had to deal with situations where the words are written so appallingly that you have to suggest changes, or is that something that you would just never do?
Oh, I've got a perfect impression of my incisors on my bottom lip, where I've bitten my lip all through 43 years. I mean, of course, I mean, you know, clients vary as much as anybody else. You know, you get good clients, good directors, bad clients, bad directors. And so, you know, at the end of the day, they're paying you by the hour. These are, expensive studios. When we used to go into London, I still do. But, you know, if you hire a studio in London, you know, it can be hundreds and hundreds of pounds an hour. And so, you know, you have to get the job done. The better clients, the better directors, when they hire you and you offer an improvement to the product, or you offer your ideas up, more often than not, the better ones accept that, because they know you're the experienced voice actor, so you're going to be saying the words, so they have to sound comfortable to you to read them. So very often they'll allow you to change things. Some writers get very kind of precious about it, and usually they're the better ones. You know, for instance, Victoria Wood used to absolutely say to people, you know, I've struggled to write this line. It took me a day to write these 12 words because I stared out the window and I couldn't find the words, and I've written it and I've polished it. So please, can you just say the words that are written? But that's the extreme example, because whatever she wrote was usually absolutely beautiful. So for any actor, it was a joy to read her words. But there are others who maybe are not so, maybe a little deluded, and they think their words are brilliant, but you have to read them anyway, because that's the job.
Yes, I definitely can imagine feeling far more willing to read something from someone of the ilk of Victoria Wood than some creative director from East London who has written appalling work for his advertising company.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners, so there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.